This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Rescue workers in Turkey and Syria are searching for more victims after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake and more earth shaking killed about 2,300 people. Maybe many, many more, say authorities. Nations across the world are sending help. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what Turkey's president is saying.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan says help has been offered from some 45 countries in the aftermath of the deadly earthquake and powerful aftershocks hitting southeast Turkey and northern Syria. Erdogan adds thousands of people have been injured, many rescued from collapsed structures, explaining because the debris removal efforts are still continuing, we do not know how high the number of dead and injured will be. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There was a small earthquake east of Buffalo, New York this morning. No significant damage. This was a 3.8 magnitude. Ohio's called in the National Guard, where authorities are trying to prevent any major explosion from that smoldering wreckage of a train that went off the tracks on Friday in East Palestine. Many residents had to evacuate. The AP's Jennifer King has this report.
Officials said that one of the rail cars was at risk of a catastrophic failure with concerns about a potential explosion and shrapnel. Responders were monitoring but keeping their distance from the fire. But early on, residents like Elizabeth Sherry captured the sound of thundering pops and the billows of smoke lit orange by the fire below. Federal investigators say a mechanical issue with a rail car axle caused the crash. About 50 cars were off the track, and about 10 of those that derailed were carrying hazardous materials, including vinyl chloride. I'm Jennifer King.
In New York, an 82-year-old woman pronounced dead at a nursing home was found to be breathing 3 hours later at the funeral home where she'd been taken. The state attorney general's office is investigating. Beyoncé is now the winningest artist in Grammy history. This is AP News. There's word of what Russian President Putin said about Ukraine's President Zelensky.
A former Israeli leader involved in earlier talks aimed at preventing Russia's war with Ukraine says he secured a promise the Ukrainian president would not be killed. In an interview, former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says Russian President Vladimir Putin promised him he would not take out his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Bennett's words say he asked again, and Putin declared, "I won't kill Zelensky." Bennett says he then notified the Ukrainian president, who later went on national TV and said he wasn't afraid. Bennett, who served for just 6 months, became an unlikely intermediary in the first weeks of the war. He's one of few Western leaders who got to meet with Putin. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.